si me quieres. Entiendo que es el momento de sentarlo y poner todo claro.
Háblame claro si me amas.
¿Qué es lo que tú quieres? Tú me dices.
Háblame claro y dime la verdad.
Doble U con Yandel o extraterrestre.
Háblame claro y deja de seguir mintiéndome. ¿Por qué me tratas así? Así, así.
Si me vengo feo, ¿qué te pasa? W con Yandel, Víctor Nazi, Tidy. Quiero que entiendas que no me vas a ver más. No me vas a ver más.
Hello, hello. It is 2:04 in the afternoon. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM,
yeah,
WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Elia and Sophia in the studio.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? We're quickly approaching Halloween.
So excited. We've got, me and Sophia and our roommates have some, we have some outfits in the works.
Should we share with the people?
Let's share one, but okay. Not all, because next week we can tell them the others.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, you start us off.
I think we should do the Thursday night one?
Yeah.
Okay. Thursday night, we are going to be, drumroll please, The Hex Girls.
The Hex Girls. Does that ring a bell for people?
I hope it does.
They're from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
They're icons.
Big fans. Great outfits. Great vibes. Kind of gives this like scary Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But also, you know, obviously it's a real costume. It's not just like, you know, like we're going back into the memories of the people here.
We are.
Yeah.
nostalgia. Mm-hmm. They're when I look them up on Wikipedia, they're called an eco goth group.
Ooh,
which is cool. And I think they're Wicca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I could see that.
We're very excited, and everybody I've talked to about this idea is like, "Oh my god!" Like,
I know they should have thought about
that.
Exactly. I'm like, you can't take it now.
Yeah, there can only be one hex.
Oh my god! Speaking of, we need to go shopping for that. But that
we do need to go shopping. I don't know, these outfits, you guys, are pretty, I don't know, hard to come by. Like a long velvet dress.
I think that if we go to the thrift stores, man.
All right.
We could go to that one that we went to that was really far away, but it looked like it had a lot of clothes.
It was like 20 minutes away.
It felt really far that day.
The Savers in like Saugus.
Didn't it feel like it was an hour when we went?
Yeah, I think because we were driving just around too much in the town.
And then
we
walked in and we immediately were like, there's nothing here that we want.
Yeah, but maybe this time it will be better. You know what? Call in. Give us your thrifting.
Give us some recommendations.
We need like a warehouse type situation, not like some cutie little curated show. Well,
no.
I don't want to pay $1 million.
Yeah, we can go to one curated place if everything is under $50.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Good bar.
Thank you. If anyone has recommendations,
send them our way.
Call them in.
All right, I played a little older reggaeton track. ¿Por qué me tratas así? Cool. ¿Por qué me tratas así?
Yeah, why don't you give us another playing of that, huh?
Así.
With your own voice.
With my own voice? I could do it a cappella. I don't know what we have on. I mean, I know what I have on deck today.
I've got some random stuff on there.
All right.
I don't really remember.
A surprise as usual. I'm going to hit us with like some Brazilian funk afterwards.
Oh, beautiful. I did try to match that. I looked and I saw what you had and I kind of tried to match. It might have gone a little bit off.
Ellie and I have been very busy lately.
We have.
So we've been...
Lately being literally like this entire semester.
No, literally. Like we reconvene at like 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But at least we live together.
Yeah.
Thank God we live together.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Okay. Cool. Should I hit him with it?
Yeah, hit him with it.
All right.
See you guys in a minute. Caminho do bem. O caminho do bem. O caminho do bem. Já iniciou. Está acontecendo.
Modesta e fecunda, amor de doce paraíso, reino prepotencial racional, aonde brilha sempre o bem e não o mal. Já aconteceu. numa natureza onde não existe regulagem, não pode existir o bem. O bem só pode ser encontrado na imunização racional. O caminho do bem.
comigo não, comigo nunca mais. As coisas agora vão mudar, pois até um cego pode ver que eu não sou o que você diz. Por isso eu não vou mais curvar minha cabeça e nem beijar seus pés, porque...
Pois eu descobri que sou um anjo. Eu descobri que sou um anjo.
Não, comigo não, comigo nunca mais. As coisas agora vão mudar. Mantenha a distância quando eu voltar, pois quando eu fui, meu caminho era só pedras e espinhos. Mas na minha volta ele será de estrelas e rosas, porque...
Pois eu descobri que sou um anjo. Eu descobri que sou um anjo.
Não, comigo não, comigo nunca mais. Mantenha a distância quando eu voltar, pois há muito tempo que meu amor por você acabou. Olhe, não chore, pois você chorando, meu sentimento pode ficar com pena de você e deixar até você gostar de mim. Por isso mantenha a distância, porque...
Pois eu descobri que sou um anjo. Pois eu descobri que sou um anjo.
Eu sou um anjo.
Descobri que sou um anjo. Pois eu descobri que sou um anjo.
El bembe.
dance on campus.
All right, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
What were we just listening to? Oops, I never...
Che-che-colet. That's the name of the song. Che-che-colet.
We'll start from most recent, I guess, to the first thing played. So that was Che-che-colet by Auntie Balas.
I actually can tell you the story of how I found that song. But we can go through...
Well, should we circle back to it?
Yeah, let's circle back.
After we go through the list.
Yeah, let's go through.
Before that, George Ben Chor. Descubrí que Anjo.
You're killing that.
I can't speak Portuguese. I can't understand Portuguese. I don't even know. I know the J is pronounced like a J.
Okay.
Anyway, Esperar Pra Ver, another Brazilian track before that by Ivinha. I don't know how to pronounce it in Portuguese. Horrible. I really need to take a class.
I don't know.
Where's Joanna?
I don't know if you need to.
I feel like I need to.
Then you should. Thank God. Remember when they were going to get rid of the Portuguese department at Tufts?
Yeah, I think they're still struggling to keep it alive.
Yeah, but they didn't get rid of it.
Our roommate, our housemate, is a Portuguese TA.
I didn't know that.
She is. She works in Olin.
And that makes
sense.
She's
also a TA. Yeah. I've never seen her in Olin, and I'm in that place every day.
I've never seen, well, to be fair, I've never seen her in a Tufts building. I've never seen her on her campus.
I've seen her a couple times randomly. Yeah.
I saw her one time walking to the T, and she looked really cute and she was going out, and I was like, oh my God.
Love.
But that was the one time.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the track before that, Tim Maia, a classic psychedelic album.
Classic.
O Camino do Bem. You might recognize that song from the famous movie City of God.
Ooh, I don't know that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
We'll watch it sometime.
We have a whole list of movies we got to watch.
We do have a whole list of movies we got to watch. I don't know. We were like, Elliot, what do we talk about? What do we talk about? And literally the only thing that came to mind in these dark days was... Apparently, there's, like, a squatter.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's, like, a squatter in the neighborhood. I ran into my dear friend, Gwen, who I hadn't seen in a little while.
If you're
at
listening.
The sink, the coffee shop on campus. And I was like, dude, what's up? And, like, the first thing they said to me was, like, oh, yeah, there was, like, a squatter in my house. I was like, dude, what happened? What do you mean there was a squatter in your house? Apparently, there's this dude on the loose.
Yeah. Guy on the loose. Everyone, lock your houses.
Who's been like squatting in 14 different houses in the neighborhood.
That's so crazy.
And Gwen found out because their roommate had heard about it like in the news or whatever, the police or whoever was warning the kids in the neighborhood in the houses. And then the roommate was like, oh yeah, like I literally saw a guy in our basement laying on the couch.
How is that even possible?
Mini fridge plugged in down there.
Mini fridge plugged in.
And Gwen was like, why didn't you say anything to anyone about this?
You know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, right?
No, that's crazy.
The guy's just minding his own business.
I would be a little bit upset,
but I would also be like, I mean...
It's not like we go down there. Not like we're using the basement.
Exactly.
No, I think that's... I know. That's something you gotta be a little careful of. We're in a college town, but real people exist. No, we're
the townies.
Yeah, the townies. It's not just college students.
Mm-mm.
It's also real families and stuff.
We
don't live above a real family. We've been lucky.
There's townies on our street.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like I've seen like grad student age looking people, and
really?
I've seen like an older man on the street.
You know, it was nice where we lived last year. We got a lot of trick or treaters last year. But I do know, because we had friends who lived on Sunset, that they don't, I'm not going to say where we live, we don't live on Sunset, but that, like, on, like, some streets in Somerville, like, you don't get as many trick-or-treaters.
I really hope we get trick-or-treaters.
I don't think we're going to get very many.
No.
Because I know that they didn't get very many trick-or-treaters.
Ugh.
I know, but we can still, like, buy some candy. Last year, we sat outside, it was so funny.
Post up on the street.
That's creepy.
Okay.
No, that's creepy.
And just hand out candy? Is that a bad idea? I feel like that's festive.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a little creepy.
Okay.
I don't know, but maybe not. I mean, like, we are college students.
Okay.
So, no, but I'm saying so because we're college, and we're, like, ladies. Ladies.
Ladies.
Ladies, ladies.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we're going to carve pumpkins this Saturday.
Yes, we're going to a pumpkin patch.
Tis the season.
We're going to a pumpkin patch. I don't care which one. I don't care where. I don't care what. I don't care how.
I don't care what parking lot it's in.
I don't care what Whole Foods we go to buy these pumpkins. We're carving pumpkins. But that means we need to buy carving supplies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll have like a little kit.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
with
$80.
Those flimsy little serrated.
Maybe I should Amazon us some. Close your ears. I know that we shouldn't buy for Amazon, but it might be a better option.
It's fine. You do what you got to do.
Sometimes you just need to buy serrated knives off of Amazon. And
yeah,
because
I know that thing's going to break in half.
Exactly. And they're going to be $80.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting carried away.
Yeah. We can talk about this later.
Should we proceed with our music?
Yeah.
We're already halfway done. Oh my gosh. It's time for a PSA, so we'll probably play one more track. Did not time this.
Time flies when you're having a blast.
This is a classic, Como Me Quieres by Krongbin.
Guys,
coming in hot with the PSA.
I'm going to come in hot with the PSA. So today is home fire preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That seems like okay. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. the American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Very informative. You know,
I feel like 2 minutes is a really low number.
Two minutes is insanely short.
What if I had a huge house? Like, what if my house was like acres long and the fire broke out on the other? I mean, I don't have an acres long house.
Well, just everybody would have to be concentrated in like a couple different rooms. Doesn't matter how big the house is.
I guess that makes sense. 2 minutes. Actually, you're right. 2 minutes is actually longer than...
No, 2 minutes is nothing, dude. What if you have like guinea pigs or something or some little animal? You have to like open the cage.
Yeah,
like...
true. No, they're dead. I'm sorry. Oh. I don't have guinea pigs for that reason.
I would save them.
Oh,
you know who I saw this morning after my shift?
Who?
At the OCL. I saw Annika, and she was running late, like 20, 30 minutes late.
Oh, God.
Because she had the same problem that we had last year when we had to call the police or the fire department because our whole house smelled like gasoline. And Annika was texting me like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. The whole house smells like gas. It smelled like this last night. Uh-huh. Like, my roommates are wavering on whether or not we should call 911.
Uh-huh. And they called 911.
No. I was like, I would take that seriously.
Gas leaks are extremely serious. You literally will get poisoned. Like, you'll get poisoned and you'll die. And it's not like, because on height. It's not like a fire. I mean, well, I think that's carbon monoxide poisoning, isn't it? No, that's not. Is gas poisoning the same?
I think monoxide poisoning is when like you have your car ignition on.
Oh, that's true.
No, right. It's not. Carbon monoxide poisoning is like a sulfuric gas.
Yeah, but is it related to gas is the question. I don't know. Okay, whatever.
We need a chemist.
Oh, why are we not chemists? Point is, though, that with like when you're like gas leaks, obviously you can like smell it, but like you won't know that you're dying. Oh, wait. Also, it's going to explode. That's actually the bigger issue. Sorry.
Yeah, like if you light a... if you
carbon monoxide and gas are different. I'm so wrong. I don't know what's going on.
If you light a match, you're toast, man.
Stop lighting matches.
I told Annika, take it seriously. Call 911, but first check to see if the stove is on.
Yeah,
that was our fatal flaw.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened with us. But sometimes you got it. Yeah, you know.
The whole neighborhood watching, exactly. Coming out of their houses, nosy. I mean, I would
It was
too.
So funny. It was really funny. That was really my bad.
So stay safe out here.
Stay safe.
Thanks
please.
For the PSA. We're going to proceed with the music. We have about 25 minutes left. Here is El Layali by Barry Can't Swim.
I'm really excited.
Forget when you were mine.
That was When You Were Mine by Joy Crooks. Before that, Still Not Over You by Klein, Maktoub Alaina, Hamid Al-Shairi, and then El Layali.
So Sophia's having trouble.
I'm having trouble pronouncing
I get it. Things They're in hard. Different languages.
But that song, El Layali, I was like, I know this sample. No I know shame. It's a Hamid Al-Shairi sample.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like an Egyptian like pop artist. I was like, I know it. But I just don't remember which song it is exactly. And then I played the wrong song.
It's okay. The one that you played, I think everyone really liked.
Thanks.
I know everyone really liked it.
Thanks.
I'm about to order a 3-pack of deodorant on Amazon. If anyone wants deodorant, I don't need all three. I'm only buying it because it's the antiperspirant version. And me and Sophia were just talking about this. I think we need to bring it on air.
Okay.
I think
yeah,
just
let's
quickly.
Do it.
The discussion of deodorant versus antiperspirant. I cannot wear deodorants anymore. They are not strong enough for my body, for my yeah. womanly body.
Yeah, no. I stand by that.
No, yeah.
I literally layer two different deodorants.
Yeah. And sometimes you know what? You just have to listen. I don't eat that much meat, right? Mm. Meat, E. coli, all these bacteria, not really good for you. And then to offset that, I'm gonna put aluminum in my body. There are some things you give and take. I try to buy things that are not like one-time usage, I buy from Amazon. Okay, it's all about the balances. I try my hardest, but there's some things that you just have to take the L on.
Elia just came out with her defense.
It's
her
not
unprovoked defense.
It was my own provoked defense.
Yeah, I provoked we're not myself. Perfect people. You can never expect.
No
that.
One's perfect people. No one's perfect places. Something
perfect.
Lord.
Perfect
something
places. Lord. Yeah, yeah,
perfect
yeah,
places
yeah,
is Lord.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm gonna play a track. I'm gonna play a smooth little kind of cheesy jazzy.
Smooth jazz
song that I love. It's called okay. For My Ladies.
For my ladies.
For my ladies.
I don't think that's how it goes. I just like the idea that that would be how it goes.
No, it's funny. I love it.
I guess we should maybe sign off and play our two songs.
Yeah. Can we sign off before the 55 mark? I feel like it's not that big of a deal.
I think it's first 10, last 10. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're right.
Maybe I thought it was last
10. Oh, yeah. We can wait. We can wait until after this one. Okay.
Should we?
Oh, we'll wait.
All right.
No pressure.
Sweet.
No stress.
Then let's just enjoy For My Ladies.
For My Ladies.
Yusef Days, Rocco Palladino, that whole crew.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
All right. Again, that was For My Ladies.
For My Ladies.
Dance. We're done for the day. This is Questionable Figures, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. On to the next show. Do you want I to hope you guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thanks. See you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.